This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. It's public knowledge that Northwestern Mutual has proposed to buy O'Donnell Park's garage from Milwaukee County. The company needs additional parking for its employees, especially once its new downtown complex opens.
Selling the garage would relieve the county of its upkeep and add an infusion of cash into the budget. On the surface, it seems like a very good deal for both parties. But Bruce Murphy, the editor and columnist at the online urbanmilwaukee.com, points out that there are some things about it that just don't add up.
I think it falls into two areas. One is what they're paying, and two is, are there any restrictions on what Northwestern Mutual can do with it? In terms of what they're paying, there's been a range suggested of its value of anywhere from $14 million to $40 million, and, $14 million is what they're paying, so it's at the low end. That's one thing. But the other thing is that those assessments really haven't taken into account the fact that there is a section of green space toward the southeast portion of the property that's just right along Michigan Avenue, and that seems like a thin sliver of land, but it could be hugely valuable if what happens there, the city has projected that could be a place for a high-rise skyscraper.
That is a very tiny piece of land, but
it actually is larger than the plot of land on which Kilbourne Tower now stands. And of course, that's hugely valuable land because Kilbourne Tower is on it. So if you had a similar building here, that would be a big deal for Northwestern Mutual and would be money lost to the taxpayers. You know, people don't realize that O'Donnell Park also includes what's called the Miller Pavilion. That includes the Coast Restaurant, the Betty Brin Children's Museum. The parking garage is below that, but you kind of wonder, why not just make that a public-private deal where the county retains ownership of the Miller Pavilion on top and Northwestern Mutual gets the garage below? Because once again, there is nothing to stop Northwestern Mutual from deciding to tear that building down and put something else up there.
Have they indicated that that's what they plan to do, or are they saying that they want to use this as a parking structure?
Well, see, that gets us to the next question. They've said that, yes, they want a parking structure, and there's reason to believe they want that for their employees, but they don't want to have their hands tied, is how they put it, in terms of the green space there, in terms of Miller Pavilion. And so this land, actually, there is a deed restriction on all the land north of Wisconsin Avenue running east to Lincoln Memorial Drive. But all the area of O'Donnell Park south of that, which is a goodly chunk of territory, there's no deed restriction. So there's nothing to stop Northwestern Mutual from doing whatever they want with it.
Once they own it.
Yes.
So what's the county saying about all of this? I mean, are they really willing to give it away for what seems to be a very low price?
Well, what's happening at this point is the Able administration, I think they just feel like this is a headache. They don't want to be in the parking garage business, so let's hand this over to a reputable company. And that makes a certain amount of sense. County board member Patricia Jurczyk, who's a lawyer, says it's not very hard to add a deed restriction, and why not do this? And she's really been leading the charge on the board to say this deal needs to be reexamined. And I think for a lot of board members, they were just going to vote for it. So it's real unclear where this is going to go.
So what are the next steps? The board is meeting in a week or so?
They're meeting in mid-December. I think it's around the 15th. I can't remember the exact date. And that's when they'll reconsider that. They held it over during the last board meeting in November. And, the other thing you have going on here is you do have parks advocates, Preserve Our Parks, and the parks people who are arguing, that the county shouldn't sell a park. For me, that's a funny issue because I think most of us think of this as mostly just a garage. There isn't that much parkland involved.
I was going to say, it's mostly cement. It's not what we think of as a park. But, a park can be something other than green space. But
Well, and of course, they're arguing it's a slippery slope. Once you sell one park, why not sell another? And, the other broad issue here is that this area along the lakefront, you've got the Calatrava, you've got Discovery World, you're going to have maybe the Couture built there. This is arguably the most important, highest value real estate in the state. So, you wonder whether you just want to hand this off to Northwestern Mutual without a little more scrutiny of what's going on here.
And what you're going to get for selling it off.
Yeah. So the issue is both, are the taxpayers getting enough return here? And secondly, is there enough protection for the public in terms of what might be done with this land in the future?
So what's your take on it from the outside looking in?
I'm mystified why, what's the problem adding a deed restriction? Clearly, Northwestern Mutual opposes it, but that sort of suggests that they want the flexibility to perhaps do something with this that would be entirely different than what it is now. So that, to me, just sounds out a red flag that there ought to be some deed restriction.
Well, Bruce Murphy, it's great to talk to you as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Bruce Murphy is editor and columnist for the online UrbanMilwaukee.com.